Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm Dave. And Dan's here.
Hell yeah. Hi.
we're coming to you right here from the Dr. Pepper Man Room. And
it as
you've
good.
Noticed, it's all... with increased listenership comes an increased budget.
Wow, it is. We got some room up here now.
Yeah, I got like 18 feet between you and me now. Where the microphones are. Anyways, it's Monday, September 5th, Labor Day. This is the day, technically, when everybody out there decides who they're going to go for president of the United States. Have you made that decision yet?
I think so. I think it's pretty easy.
I've made the decision also. But this is...
So Hillary, right?
No, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. Now you made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry.
Check out the website, mycffl.com. I actually have it updated as of right now. It won't have everything that we've talked about, but when we get to the Fantasy Girl of the Week, Dan's going to need to follow along on that.
That's right.
So it's an extra special Fantasy Girl of the Week.
I cannot wait.
So we have that. We have NFL News and Notes. We have the very first episode of our gambling segment where we go over some NFL games and make our picks for week one. And then we're going to talk about what
I was just going to say. You were the only one that hit a parlay last year, right?
Well, in my eyes,
that's right.
I
that's
hit
right.
One.
That's right.
You're still
question that,
disputing that.
Maybe the Canada guys could help me out on that.
Why you think parlay is French? What?
No, but I'm not sure if they've listened to last
year. Oh, from last year?
I don't know.
Let's say it's a 16 parlay.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
One of the games was
a push.
And from everything I read and when online about parlays, when one game pushes, it just takes away that game and you go down to the next number of parlay, which would have been a 5-team parlay. And you're saying...
I'm saying I cannot
one push,
wait.
All push.
I cannot wait until August, third week of August.
Yes.
When we're in Vegas.
Next year.
And that's going to be the first question.
We're going to go up to a sports book guy and
that's
say, all right.
First question.
I have this 16 parlay. If one team pushes, what happens? He'll tell you. Goes down to a 5-teamer.
Okay. I don't want to get into that argument again.
Anyway, that's week one of our NFL betting. I mentioned the Fantasy Girl. And then because, you know, it's kind of a slow NFL starting up this week, we're going to do a little segment on fantasy football drafts since this is probably the busiest time for fantasy drafts. You wouldn't think it, but a lot of them happen the day after Labor Day that
right.
week right before the first game. So we're going to go
that's
over.
That's how I would like it.
That's you would like it later, huh?
Oh, yeah. Later the better, you know.
You know you.
Well,
you never know. You draft a Teddy Bridgewater, and right away he's only got one leg.
There you go.
You know, and I could have saved myself that pick.
Well, in one of my leagues, or one of the leagues I'm in, a guy drafted Tom Brady, felt confident about that.
Yes.
And then a little later, then he drafted Tony Romo, thinking,
ooh.
Tony Romo would be perfect for the first 4 weeks.
So you're saying he needs a quarterback?
He needs a quarterback.
Well, there's somebody out there on the waiver wires.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He can pick up an Alex Smith.
Yeah. I just think he felt pretty confident in
Blaine Gabbert.
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, another second stringer.
There you go.
So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the things that make your draft better and more fun. Does that sound right, grammatically correct?
Sure, let's go with that.
There we go. But first thing, we got news and notes.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to talk to before that?
Well, are we going to talk about our Badgers?
Oh, this is great. I shot a wedding yesterday.
Right.
And the LSU Tigers were staying in the Pfister where I was shooting the wedding.
They were all the way down there?
Yeah, they stayed in Pfister. So all the fans, all the players, the whole team was in there. And let's just say when I got there yesterday,
it was a little down.
It was a little down. not too happy. Now, I'm not going to say, because the Badgers did not look, they looked good, but they couldn't score to save their life.
No.
They should have, that game shouldn't have even been in question.
Well, that
they were doing great against Leonard Fournette.
That's what I wanted to bring up to you and to our listeners. Because I know I'm either, how do you want to call it, Debbie Downer? Or
always looking at the glass half empty?
Well, no.
It's going to rain.
I told some family member friends that I did not think the Badgers had a shot in hell.
We were talking about my streak for the cash through ESPN, right?
Right.
Well, I had a tennis game picked. And just so happened that my wife and I were out yesterday, Saturday when that game was going on. And my goal was to be home on time to pick LSU. Because I thought there was no chance in hell Wisconsin was going to win that game. I thought LSU was going to run it up on them.
Right.
But luckily, as I found out now, I got home 10 minutes after the game started, and I couldn't make the pick.
But I want to go with, does that not make you, are you not a Badger fan then?
No, I'm a big Badger fan.
Well, but you picked LSU to kill them.
LSU's a better team.
That's what I was thinking too.
How's that go? This happens. This is one of the things that we should bring up for drafting. Head over heart.
Well, and I was going to talk to this family member and say, hey, a few years ago when the Packers were 13-0 and they were going into...
They weren't a 13-0 team. They were 13-0, but I mean, they were not... They had 18 horseshoes up their ass that year.
But I'm just saying, and then they played a team...
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City, who should never even won a game. And who did we lose to? Kansas City.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that person... didn't think, because he also said to me that, you know, anything can happen any given Sunday.
Exactly.
Or Saturday.
But you don't make your picks on that.
No.
I'm not going to go and pick the Cleveland Browns over the New England Patriots just because anything can happen.
Well, exactly. I just...
And that's New England Patriots with Jimmy Garoppolo playing. I'm not making that pick. So... Yeah, no, it was a great game. And was this not the best opening weekend of college football?
Wasn't it fun?
It was so much fun. I sat downstairs on Saturday, just watched the game. I completely forgot to make dinner. I made dinner really late, and wife was kind of angry about that. But, you know.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Because she likes to eat early, and I completely forgot. I was so wrapped up in the games. But anyways.
So, but wait, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to turn a little bit towards fantasy.
Okay.
Leonard Fournette, what did you think?
I thought this week was an aberration. I think he's a great running back. He's the main reason I picked LSU in our picks to win the national championship. That might not look like a good pick right now.
Well, it's only one game.
But even Alabama lost one.
Right. Yep. Well, and I didn't realize he could catch the ball as well as he did.
I could catch the ball if there's no one covering me.
Okay. I still don't think he could do that, though.
No. But he looked good. He looked like a receiver.
Yeah.
It was one of his three good plays of the day. And then he had a couple nice runs, and the rest of it was 1 yard, didn't even have a cloud of dust.
That's right. Just a big pile of dirt.
But didn't it look good at Lambeau Field, where the red and the purple kind of like met, and they molded together and down the end zone? That was so cool.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
But enough homerisms.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't want to be... Oh, can I say that too?
Okay.
Sorry. So back to my family.
Yes.
I of course get a phone call that says, you call yourself a professional podcast? And I said...
No one ever said the word professional.
I said, no. I said, technically, I am a professional, but I'm not an amateur. Because college is amateur football.
Correct.
So... I never said I could pick a college game. I just said I could pick up.
I'm damn pretty good almost at the pro ones, though. And with that, we're going to get into some news and notes. Otherwise, we'll be on this podcast for 3 days.
I know, and I need my pizza.
Okay, here we go. And we're back with the news and notes for this week. And we're going to start off with this because I just found this out. Did you know the LA, the Rams are in Los Angeles this year?
No, I'd never heard that.
Well, they are.
Wow.
And as I mentioned before, it's going to be shoved down our throats all season long.
Oh, yeah.
Guess which team is going to be featured on week one of Monday Night Football?
I'm going to guess the St. Louis Rams.
Los Angeles
Rams. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They moved.
They actually moved this year to Los Angeles. Yes. We have to sit through LA Rams versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. And that's a second game.
Well, not only the Rams, now we got to deal with Kaepernick, too.
Oh, God. Speaking of.
Okay.
Well, not actually speaking of him yet. I'm going to save him for a little bit later.
Okay.
Because all kinds of other things happen that are more important and more interesting.
That's true.
Teddy Bridgewater. Do you want to talk about this? Done for the year after suffering a dislocated knee and torn MCL in a non-contact practice injury. I don't know how fragile his leg was before this happened.
It's going to be fragile from here on out, though.
But holy hell. Did I send you the
yep,
pictures?
I got the...
Not good.
No.
I was reading an
article.
That looks
like that hurt.
I was reading an article, and they had a little link saying, if you want to see what this injury looks like. And I thought it was going to be x-rays of his knee.
Right.
Anyways, the link that you clicked on said, don't say we didn't warn you. So I click on it, and it takes you to these x-ray images and other like pictures of laying on a gurney in a hospital.
Yep.
It's as if the bottom, and I'm not a medical doctor, don't play one, never stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, blah, blah. I'm just going to say the bottom bone of his leg forward and moved up over the top part of his bone, the top leg bone.
Yep.
Or is it the other way around?
Yeah.
And either way.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
He looked like some dinosaur leg. It was amazing. But they were saying that when it happened, the players were like crying. They couldn't even look at him. They couldn't look, and they canceled practice. And they're also saying that no nerve or arterial damage, and because of the fast acting of the training staff, he could have lost his leg.
That's
is
insane.
Amazing. So, what does this mean for the Dyke? I'm not Dyking. Oh, man. What does this mean for the Vikings and your fantasy selections for the Vikings? Sean Hill's a new quarterback.
Or?
Well, I can't imagine. They traded for Sam Bradford, a first and a fourth round pick they gave to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was shocked.
I'm shocked that the Eagles are just going to say, screw it, we're not going to be good this year, and we're going to put Carson Wentz out there.
Well, yeah, but now at least they got a first round pick to...
And a fourth.
Well, the fourth is for the following year, right?
Is it? Oh, I didn't look that close. I was just amazed that they got a first for Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I was shocked.
So, Sean Hill, new quarterback until Sam Bradford shows that he can do something, I think, right?
Right. I'm willing to bet you Bradford's probably going to be week two for sure.
Okay.
I think they're going to get him in as soon as possible.
Depending on how good Sean Hill does.
Yeah.
But now... I would think that this knocks every receiver down if you're drafting this week. This has to knock every Viking receiver down the ranks.
Yeah, I'm assuming Diggs is probably going to drop down to like a wide receiver 3.
And then Cordero Patterson, wide receiver 7.
Yeah,
maybe. Flex?
Not maybe. Even. No.
If you need to draft a kick returner... Yeah. There you go.
There you go. I'm thinking there's only 3 people in Minnesota you're going to play.
Well, this is my other question. Do you think this is going to hurt Adrian Peterson?
Well, obviously, I think it will.
You're going to have 8 in the box,
yeah,
right?
Right, exactly.
You're going to load up that line and try and run over us, you old man?
Exactly. But I think Diggs is still a start. I think Rudolph, depending on the size of your league, I think he could be...
And now, do you think they could have? Are you happy with the Bradford thing, or could they have gotten Sanchez for a little less?
Yeah. I mean,
at that point, they hadn't cut Sanchez yet.
Right. Really, it's a horse apiece. I
would have taken a chance on Sanchez. No, I mean, unless they're thinking, and not that I want to wish this on him, but unless they're thinking Bridgewater's done.
Yeah. And that's what I said to you when I called you the other day. I said, do you think, I mean, they obviously, when they made the deal for Bradford, they thought they have a chance this year. And
right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's why they went after Bradford.
Yeah. Well, I guess, that's my thing. If they're thinking they have a chance and Bridgewater's done, I make the move for Bradford.
Right, because I'm assuming they're thinking Peterson has a shelf life of a couple of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're probably thinking they got to do this now.
This year, next year.
Right.
And then if you're thinking Bridgewater's back next year, and you're confident in that, then I might have made the move for Sanchez and saved myself a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Because you could have gotten him for less than a first.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked that they had to give up what they did for Bradford.
It amazes me. And speaking of Sanchez, the Broncos, like we thought, cut him.
Yep.
Meaning they're
going... No, not like maybe you thought. I was...
Oh, you were thinking...
Don't you remember? I predicted.
Yeah, you had him as a starter? Well, that's all right. I was wrong on this one, too. Trevor Siemian... Your new starting quarterback.
Boy,
after a Super Bowl.
That just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
So the Cowboys just quickly went and picked up Sanchez, signed him.
So does that make you worry about Dak?
I think it's more of an insurance policy.
Just an insurance policy.
Their second stringer I've never heard of.
Yeah, either have I.
It's like, ooh. So I don't know if he's just a backup. All right, and you asked about this. This is the last time I'm going to talk about the brain-dead ignoramus Colin Kaepernick.
Good. Oh, I mean,
all right.
I just don't want to talk to him.
As I mentioned last week, did I not say that his cancer of ignorance would spread if he wasn't just dealt with and gotten rid of?
And it's happening.
Yep. What do we have? We have a woman's soccer player sitting out on or kneeling down on the draft or during the anthem. We had another
teammate
of Colin Kaepernick's. They were talking, you probably heard this, it was on the Dan Patrick show, but they were talking to him saying, he was talking about how he agreed with the stance and everything, but he wasn't willing to sit down with them.
But he was in.
So they said, well, how about if we just take a knee?
Right.
You know? So they're already kind of chickening out. And then there was another guy from some other team that was actually sitting on the bench for the anthem.
Well, was that Seattle, I think?
Was it Seattle?
There was a guy.
More. Look at everywhere where pot's legal.
There you go. Exactly.
So Kaepernick has already started to chicken out. Like I said, he couldn't stand being in San Diego for the last game where they're honoring the military and sitting his candy ass on the bench. So he and a teammate knelt down. And every time I hear him talk, his afro grows.
I think so.
And I am willing to bet just about any bit of money that he has zero idea what he's really pissed off about.
I think I would agree with you on that.
Right? Okay, so I'm...
Well, I mean, I think he has...
noticing.
No, I think he has somewhat...
Oh, yeah. He's got like I think I mentioned this to you before. It's like a shot glass worth of knowledge as to what he's...
Exactly.
Thinks he's pissed off about.
Right.
But he doesn't know why he's pissed off.
Well, and isn't that everybody in the world? I mean, it's kind of like that. They think they go, oh, somebody's pissed off about something. Let's jump on that.
Black Lives Matter. So have you seen the picture? I actually have it on the front page of the website.
Okay.
Of the socks he wore at practice?
Yes.
What an idiot. I mean, how does the team let him get away with that? How does one of his teammates saying, you're putting us in a bad light and you're making us look like idiots? Socks with pig heads with wearing cop hats.
Yep.
They need to cut this guy and cut ties with him before this cancer that I'm going to call capper ignoramusness spreads to the more of his teammates. It's already infected one guy, and all he's got to do is sneeze, and it's probably going to go somewhere else.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's just done. I'm so tired of him.
I totally agree with you.
He sounds like an idiot when he's talking about it. He looks like an idiot with that hairdo. And you're not helping yourself. You're giving up on that part, huh?
Move on.
Ladarius Green, as I thought, was going to be placed on the PUP list, and he was, as he continues to suffer from continuous headaches after a concussion.
Yeah, that's not looking good for me on my rainbow bet.
You don't think so? Oh, because of Jesse James?
Yeah.
He was going to be a starter anyway. Stop. Okay. 150 points for the season. Plus.
Come on, Ladarius. Get that.
Well, he's on the PUP list, so he's got to be out at least 6 weeks, right?
6 weeks, right.
Arizona Republic is reporting that John Brown of the Cardinals is still having headaches after his concussion. This has been a problem now for almost a month, the full month of August. And I wonder what's going on, because, you know, not that football is the same as NASCAR, but Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Right.
Hasn't raced for almost 2 months because of a concussion. He's not even going to finish. He's going to stop racing the rest of the season because he's still having blurred vision. And
have you ever had a concussion?
I'm sure I did when I was a kid. I fell down a couple times on the ice and cracked my head on the sidewalk.
Right, right. Yeah, it's not fun. I know that.
Oh, you've had one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had one as an adult where I was aware of it, but...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, neither have I.
The 49ers have lost one of their myriad of no-name wide receivers. Bruce Ellington was placed on the IR after a hamstring injury. He'll be gone for the season.
And does it matter?
No, that was going to be my thing. Doesn't matter.
Well, I know they picked up Jeremy Curley. Do you think that's anything?
Who was the other guy that I saw got cut, that I noticed was cut? Another wide receiver. I can't think of his name right now, but I would have thought of him better than Jeremy Curley.
Right.
But who knows?
Well, and go back to John Brown. I guess, what do you think that helps, hurts? I mean, obviously it hurts his draft status, don't you think?
Well, depending on how long he's out. I mean, he was out for the full month of August. That's 5 weeks. I mean, is he going to play the first week? They don't even know.
Well, I mean, because I'm just saying last year he was a sleeper. This year they don't even consider him a sleeper anymore because they think he's going to be that good.
So they have, what, Michael Floyd? No.
Yeah, Floyd.
Fitzgerald
and Brown.
And Brown.
And I've actually
J.J.
heard...
J.J. Nelson.
And J.J. Nelson. But I've actually heard people say Floyd, Brown, Fitzgerald in that order.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's just say I don't know if I'd take him.
I wouldn't take him where his ADP used to be. I don't know what it's...
And even when it's at now, you wouldn't?
Guys with concussions just scare me.
Yeah. I see that.
A lot of guys retire from them. And a lot of guys, are stupid and still play.
The Denver Broncos must be thinking they have this collection of amazing quarterbacks. As we talked about, Mark Sanchez cut and went to the Dallas Cowboys, meaning they're left with Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian.
You picked yourself up a Paxton Lynch in the...
Well, it wasn't much else to take in our 30-round... speaking of, we had our 30-round inaugural Podcast Fan League Dynasty Draft. That was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun, other than the fact that it didn't look like it was going to happen at first.
Yeah, what was going on? Oh, my God.
We went to BW3s.
Right.
And... it was almost like we had AOL dial-up. There were apparently 5 other drafts going on, and everybody was on the internet. And I could have walked to Canada and told the 2 guys up there, I'm taking this guy.
Well,
and it would have been faster at the beginning. It got better.
Yeah, it did.
Right around when the draft started, it started moving. But I was worried.
I do love that setup on that website.
You do? With the draft?
Yeah.
It was the first time you used it, right?
Right. Yeah. And then I want, next year, I can't wait so we can have the time the timer working. Because I love, yeah, we kind of broke the timer rule a couple times, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I had to because some of the guys, you know, it's like he was trying to make a thing, and right as he did it, the timer went off.
Right, yeah.
Like, okay, I'll fix that. So, Zach Mettenberger, cut by the Chargers. I like him.
And he already got picked up, I thought.
Did he?
Yeah.
And not that I was the only guy to make this observance, however. Looks like I was correct in saying.
What?
Yeah. I don't even want to. I don't know if I should.
Well, come on. Now you have to because you got me.
Eddie Royal is back at practice after suffering a concussion. I wouldn't expect him to be anything more than a number three wide receiver, right?
At best.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's more of a desperation bye week guy at number three.
Oh, man.
Eddie Royal does nothing for me. I'm sorry.
You know, he had that one good season when he was rookie year in Denver.
Yeah, and
when
then he had,
coming out of Hawaii.
Then he played in San Diego, and he had like the first five games,
yeah.
And everybody fell in love with him.
I wanted Eddie Royal.
And he didn't do squat after that.
Danny Woodhead looking to be your long-term contract with the Chargers after Brandon Oliver is out of the picture. He decided, hey, I'm the only guy they have here. I want a long-term contract. My thoughts for Danny go like this.
Okay.
San Diego's not the team that goes around handing out money. You know?
Yep.
That not what they're known for. Give it up. Pay attention to being a productive running back this season. You'll get your money next year. Right?
Right. Yeah. Well, with Zach Mecklenburger, I have him going. He was picked up by the Steelers.
Oh. Well, that's good. Word is Jamal Charles is unlikely to start the first game of the season. And even if he does play, very small workload.
I love Spencer Ware.
You do?
Yeah.
Not good news for a guy who's listed as running back 8 and an overall draft position of 16. And remember this when we're talking about our draft thing, okay?
Okay.
Because this is what happens when you miss a draft. Jamal Charles. Anything else for you with the news?
Is that who you got?
Oh, yeah, the league where I no one ever... Well, not that no one ever told me. I never got an email saying the draft was going to be happening.
Right.
So I was Mr. Auto Draft.
No one could give you a call. No one had your phone number.
That's friends. That's friends. That's where I stand. Friends.
So Jamal Charles was your first pick.
No, not my first. I don't know if he was my first. I don't even know when I picked him. But I got Ezekiel Elliott. I got Jamal Charles. Get Brandon Marshall. I got, Alshon Jeffrey. Like, can I trade all these? And I have the Red Rocket as my quarterback. That's the only one I had. They didn't even draft me a second quarterback. I had Andy Dalton.
Wow.
So I had to go online and pick up, I had to cut one of my 16 running, or 16 kickers they drafted for me. Not really, but, you know, it's exaggeration. But I had to pick up Joe Flacco.
Ooh.
So I have Joe Flacco.
So you don't have any quarterbacks.
Andy Dalton. I don't have two. Don't even make one barely. But anything else for news and notes?
No, I'm good.
We just move on.
Yes.
All right, here we go. And as we were talking about at the end of news and notes, our next segment is about how to make your draft a little more fun. With this being Labor Day weekend, many fantasy drafts have already happened. But there are probably more fantasy drafts happening this week prior to Thursday's kickoff than you would think. In fact, I was amazed to find out how many there actually are. I have my final draft in one of my leagues tomorrow after work.
Was this the one that goes on forever?
Well, this is the one where there's a lot of guys that there isn't a time limit.
Right.
But there's a lot of guys that are looking at their magazines that were published in March.
I love the magazines.
I do too, but I don't want to make my draft according to that.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're looking at those and they take forever to make a pick. And then there's the guys where everybody's on computer, but because the restaurant gives you a board with stickers,
right?
They want you to go up and put the sticker on the board.
And that's, I love the board.
Yeah, prior to computer days and internet days.
No, I like it. I still like it because that's one of the things that I want to bring up that somebody else in another league that I've talked to.
Yeah.
They have play up music. They have, you know, like.
They play music?
They play music when they're going up. You know, they got their own walk up music. Wouldn't that be fun? They have a designated person on the computer.
Just doing music.
Doing the
somebody
music.
That's not involved in the draft?
I don't know. Maybe it's somebody that's in the league also, but, you know, can you imagine playing like Enter Sandman or something like that?
When you have your song?
Yeah.
We can think about, well, next year's in Vegas, so.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Here are some very important things to remember when getting ready for your draft. They're not necessarily tips on how to draft. It's just things that make your draft more fun and help make the draft run a little more smoothly. Right?
Right.
Make you a better fantasy league member and improving your draft experience. And number one, we were kind of discussing this before. No matter what, do not be the auto draft guy, the guy that does the auto draft. The draft is the most fun you can actually have during the fantasy season.
By far.
4 or 5 hours of just fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the time you spend with the buddies in the league when you get to meet them and catch up and, you know, the shooting the shit, the talking the football, building your team and bragging about it.
Yep.
That's the place to do it when you can actually do it face to face rather than on the league chat board.
As long as everybody can take a good ribbing.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a sense of humor.
Right.
There was that one time in the league where everybody was sending emails and I actually said, listen, if you're just joking, put the words ha-ha in there or maybe
LOL.
A little smiley face because people
are getting a little frustrated.
Emails can be taken the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
But, and the auto draft thing, it's like, I actually missed the draft this year and because I didn't receive an email saying when the draft was actually happening.
Excuses.
And, well, it is an excuse, but it's a legit one. I ended up with the auto draft team I couldn't be more disappointed when I found that out.
Not because of your team, but because you didn't get to hang with the guys.
Well, kind of the team. I would have never taken Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to say.
Well, yeah,
I'm going off your bullet points.
Well, right, but it's the fun.
Right,
the fun of being there. It's like it doesn't actually feel like it's my team. It feels like I'm running some leftover. Hey, we had this team left. You want to take it over? Like, okay.
I
suppose. Now I'm scurrying around trying to fix a myriad of mistakes on my roster.
But that can be fun, though, too. As long as you have...
as long as there's people to pick up.
Well, that or trade. I mean, there's people out there willing to trade.
Yes.
A lot of people... This is going to be my part of the fantasy football. I understand some fantasy footballs, there's a lot of money in there, and you want to take it real seriously.
Right.
But then there's some out there that... Like our podcast league, $10.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, and that's the thing. It's
have
like,
a little fun.
It's the same with this league, the one I missed a draft in. It's, you're not playing for a lot of money.
Right.
Again, I think it's 10 teams and it's $5.
Right.
It's nothing.
Right.
But it's the most fun part of the league. Like, it doesn't take anything to go online and put your lineup in and
right.
See if you won a game. But no, you're absolutely right. It's not necessarily even about the money. It's just about spending the time with people and actually being there. Because the one thing, because now I can't even do it. I can't even, if I'm winning this year, say, oh, God, look at my amazing team.
You can't even break them up.
I can't do it.
I didn't pick it.
The next thing, and this happens a lot more often than I realize too, but don't be, and I'm actually guilty of this. Don't be the negative Nancy of your draft.
You have done that.
Yes. Last year when I finally realized that Brady and Mariota had the same bye week after I've been planning all that for the whole offseason.
Yeah, but can we also go on the opposite side of that where you're bragging that you think you had the best draft ever?
I have the first overall pick, and I took the number one guy on the list, and, oh, look at my team.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, the negative Nancy. Yeah, and Bragg and Billy or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
People hate the guy who starts complaining about his team halfway through the second round. Yep. Like, oh my God, terrible. I got to trade all these guys.
Yeah.
People also hate the guy who is always making the damn, I was just going to take that guy comment, which I always do.
But I do that too.
Oh, everybody does it.
But is it really that bad to do that? That person?
It depends when you're doing it. If it's a later round thing,
right?
It number one, it shows that, okay, I'm not the only guy. Did I miss something? Well, why is this guy still there? And is this going to be a good pick? And
you mean
you find out the guy right before you, like who's the running back in Baltimore? Travis, or no?
Terrence West.
Terrence West.
You see, and that's my whole point. Dave doesn't even know the guy, and he drafted him.
Well, only because you mentioned him. Kind of like when I took Josh Gordon.
And at the time it was Jeff Gordon, I think.
I have too many things going on in my head.
Terrence West is looking good, though, isn't he?
I know,
now?
Especially now that they cut Justin Forsett.
I just read, though, they might pick him back
up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyways, people hate the, I was just going to take that guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's the third round. It isn't like this was some sleeper you thought only you knew about. You know, other team probably had that guy on their list, too. Don't be that guy.
Right.
Very important. This is my pet peeve. Be ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to be bragging Billy here, but there's a lot of times when I'm running a draft and doing everything, and I can be ready when it's my pick.
Right.
And that's okay, enough. Know the rules. Know the scoring rules of the league you are in.
Yep.
Know how many players you can have. Know what running things you can do. How many running backs can I have? How many receivers can I play? Know this stuff before you get to the draft. Know how the draft works. Is it a straight draft? Is it a snake draft? Is it a Wayne Beck's special third round reverse?
My only thought is, if only our commissioner would send out emails and stuff or notifications about rule changes or, you know, I'm joking. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Because you are very up to date. I don't know. People shouldn't have any excuse not to.
Well, and I'm not saying this is necessarily league. This is just stuff. These are in other leagues that I'm in.
Right.
Where, you know, it's a second round. People are already telling the guy, your pick, you have a guy ready, you know, taking a full 3 minutes to draft Aaron Rodgers in the second round. You know, don't be that guy.
Right.
Have three picks. This is Dan's pet peeve.
This has been my pet peeve forever.
Have three picks ready just in case one of your other guys gets taken.
And it happens all the time.
It does. One thing I can't stand is the guy who is talking to me before the draft.
Right.
Saying, is there going to be a timer? You know, I got places to be. You know, we need a strict timer. We need to have that timer really strict. And if it goes off, moves on to the next person. And then have that guy
be the one.
Being the guy who takes forever to make a pick.
Yeah.
Where you got to be on the chat room or talking to him in the draft room saying, hey, it's your pick. Let's go.
Let's go.
The buzzer. Didn't you hear the buzzer go off? And the other thing. How do I put this?
Be delicate.
Yes. I'm going to let it mull around in there until I...
Okay. Finish. All right.
Next one. Have a draft scheme. Know your scheme. Admit your scheme. Live with your scheme and accept it. Kind of like... the I love rookie running back scheme.
Wayne?
Or me. I can't stand Big Ten running backs.
Except for last year you drafted three of them.
Yeah, but to get rid of them. I don't want players on my team that have questionable character.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I like to stay away from running quarterbacks. You know, just a few schemes. Yeah, but know what you are and live with it and be that guy. Don't go trying to halfway through your draft change up what you were doing the whole first half of the draft. This will help your team help make your team better, help give you a balanced approach to your drafts, or that down the line it's not like, oh God, how do I do this?
But there's always going to be somebody, though, that's going to throw a monkey wrench into your – with you do have something in mind. I mean, I talked about it in a couple of the mock drafts that we did. I was going to go all wide receiver, and then it's just like somebody got picked, or somebody was still there that I wasn't expecting to still be there.
Somebody threw a rock through your glass house.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that – and this – the other part that comes up. Have an idea of what the other guys or the other teams in your league, what their draft propensities are.
Well, and, I mean, look at the guys out there. Everybody's got a spreadsheet or a cheat sheet or whatever you want to call it. And they're all basically the same, so you kind of know.
Well, and there's I saw even spreadsheets out there where you can set them up to say, all right, I want everything by average draft position. I want everything I want it to be running back heavy. I want it to be this. I want it to be that. I want it to be, you know, you can pretty much set those things up too.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to do any work.
Yeah, I know. And that's what's also taking the fun out of the drafting.
But, for example, knowing the other schemes, our inaugural podcast, Fan Dynasty Draft. Now, I was looking at the names.
Right.
In fact, I think one of the Canadian guys noticed this too. There's a team there called Welcome to the Team OBJ.
Now, OBJ, for those listeners out there that doesn't know, that would be Odell Beckham Jr.
Right. He had the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, and who did he take?
Not OBJ. Right there. First pick in the draft, everything's off.
He thought OBJ might have been a sleeper that he could get in the second round.
Or I'm thinking maybe he wanted to write ODB. Because he's like a rap fan. He wanted Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, there you go.
And he just accidentally hit OBJ.
Yeah, could be. We'll see.
I don't know. But was available because he had the first pick.
Yeah.
didn't take him. So, finally.
And who is this? Which guy is this? Because I don't even.
It isn't the one that wrote us the email.
Is it?
To start this whole thing.
No,
up.
Andrew's Child Please.
Yeah, Child Please. It's
I'm sorry, I should have said that more cooler.
Child, please. No, the other guy did it. I don't have his name in front of me, but one of his buddies.
Okay.
So, and finally, have fun, because that's what this is all about.
Oh, definitely.
Do you have anything? I know you said you had a couple secrets. Oh, you were talking about other ideas the walk-up music.
The walk-up music, I think, is really cool. But you really have to have a lot of people at the league or at the draft.
Yes, actually, they're in person.
Yeah, because then we're talking more fun. One of the other leagues I was in.
Yes. So that means they have to actually, we have to have the board where you put the stickers on.
Right.
Or just play the music before, as soon as it becomes their pick, you put their song on.
And then another league I was in, before the draft even started,
yes,
they had 10 or 12, I forgot how many are in that league, but they had 12 red solo cups turned upside down.
Okay.
Everybody had to pick a cup before the draft, their pick.
Okay.
In the first round. And under that cup was a 2-ounce shot of
something.
Of hell. It was peach something. I think I got a Jameson Irish whiskey, but everybody had to do a shot after before their first pick.
Oh my God.
Except for we had
and
a
you had Jameson?
Jameson, Irish whiskey in it. I choked it down, but.
Yeah, sure you did.
There was a lot of,
Why could I get
Jack? But that's something fun.
We used to do that. Remember when we. Back in the beginning, if you picked a bear, you had to do a shot.
Yeah, and I think that's fun. We also had 6 or 7 other red solo cups turned upside down with the same bottles of hell.
Yeah.
For those people who drafted or wanted to draft Aaron Rodgers in the 10th round.
Yes.
Because they weren't paying attention and didn't cross them out.
So making the pick of somebody that's already been drafted.
Yep, you had to do a shot.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That I like. One thing we always do, and this is something fun, every 5 years for our league,
yes,
we go to Vegas. We have our draft in Vegas. Granted, very low turnout because I mean it's a commitment to go to Vegas for a couple days, and it's not free. I understand right. all that, but it's fun. And one thing we do is everybody gets a wager ticket
right.
for a team to win the Super Bowl.
I think that's fun.
So when you make a certain pick in the draft, you get to pick an envelope, and then you get whichever team.
Averages about a $35 yeah. bump, I mean, yeah. if you win it.
If you win it. But that's the thing. It's like come up with things that keep people interested, keep people going.
Yeah.
Right? Other thing that you thought of?
No, just have a good time.
Have a good time because that's what it's about.
And talk stupid.
Camaraderie with the guys and girls. And that's your thing. Have girls in your league.
That's always good.
It makes the drafting. How do I say this?
Well, it can kind of screw up you're not paying attention to what you should be paying attention to, and
I can't really say it because I got beat by a lot of girls last year.
Well, and that's what I want to say too. Just because you could be Matthew Berry from ESPN,
yes,
Joe Schmo, who's never seen a football game,
right,
could do an auto draft and actually beat
Matthew Berry.
Yeah, anybody can win this. Yes. I mean,
any given Sunday.
Exactly. So, all right. Just have fun. Don't be afraid to do a little trading out there. Hint, hint.
And that's it. You know, if you have things that you do in your draft, write us.
Yeah, let us know.
We want to know because we are always looking for ways to make our drafts more fun. CFFLcommissioner@zoho.com or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Since we didn't do that at the opening.
That's right.
We're too busy bitching about other things. So that's it for our little draft segment. It's time for some gambling.
For the fun season.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I gotta warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
And we're back. It's that time of year. The season's about to kick off. Thursday night, the first game starts. Carolina versus Denver. And that means it's gambling time.
That's right.
And I got the little itch. So, as we did last year, we're going to bet some fake money, and we're going to keep track of who does best throughout the year. Are we making any money this year? There's already some bets up there from preseason, teaser bets type things like that. And this will be the games where we bet against point spread and do some parlays and actually put some real money down and see what we can do.
Yep.
I have five games. How many do you have?
I have five, but a three-team parlay.
Okay, I'm going five-team parlay.
I know.
Unless we say differently, each bet is usually $5. And I'll have that up on the website after the payouts come out. So we'll put that up there. Your first game.
I went with the New York Jets covering the spread against Cincinnati at 2.5.
So Jets are getting 2.5 points, and you took the Jets plus the 2.5. I actually don't think that's a bad pick. New York Jets, like we said, they're picked to win their division.
Yeah, I like them in Cincinnati.
Don't know.
They lost two wide receivers. I don't know if they really gained any.
Yeah. That I didn't go with that game. I went with the Tennessee Titans Minnesota Vikings game. And you're going to find out with most of my picks, I'm going with teams that just had huge problems and things go wrong with them. I'll be going against them.
Okay.
So I took Tennessee plus the 2 points. They're at Tennessee. Minnesota is just screwed up right now with the loss of Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
I will take those 2 points.
But, boy, they still have Peterson, and they have a tough defense.
You think so? See, I didn't think their defense was that stout. Plus, DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry, Mariota. They just picked up Jason Morrow, who the Jets cut.
I can see it. I mean, it doesn't take much to convince me to go your
way.
Well,
I mean, and this week is going to be tough because all we've been watching was preseason games.
Right, and you don't know.
You don't know what the hell.
I'll do much better next week.
Unless, of course, you win your parlay.
Well, then I'll say I'm
amazing.
I am amazing.
I'm a pro. Your second game.
I went with the Pick'em game.
Oh, I have that game also.
I took Dallas.
You did. I took the Giants.
Well, yeah, because obviously
I'm going with the, you know, I don't care how great your offensive line is. If you have a quarterback that can't throw the ball, doesn't matter.
I'm going with the fact, this is how, I can't say for everyone, but when something looks so good,
yes,
go the opposite way.
And you think it's a pick'em for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got the Giants. You got Dallas.
We got a little bragging rights here.
All right. Your next game.
I went the team I have winning the Super Bowl. I went Indianapolis over Detroit.
I was looking at that game. In fact, I have that game also. I have Indianapolis minus the 4 points. I just don't know. I mean, Stafford, okay, they have him back. I just don't know how good the rest of the guys are.
Right.
And this is only 4 points. It's at Indy. Andrew Luck is back. The only question is really running the ball.
Right.
But
hopefully Luck comes back to the way his form 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that would be, it'd be a no-brainer. Then this should be a wider point spread. But because I still don't think Detroit has a good defense.
No.
I mean, they're going to be fighting with Chicago for the bottom of the barrel.
I think so.
So, no, I agree with you on that pick. I have that one also. Your next game.
This will be the shocker.
Okay.
I went with the next game after it. Arizona, or New England at Arizona.
Okay. I stayed away from that game.
Arizona giving up 6 points.
Amazing. I don't get that.
I went New England.
I probably would have done that also.
Yeah.
Especially if John Brown really is out. If he's out.
Well, just, it's one of those games, like I said, all things point to Arizona. It's at Arizona. Garoppolo's the quarterback.
Yes, how good is he really going to be?
Right.
But it's six points is getting to that point where it's a lot of points.
And I know everybody's out there going, Dan, you're crazy. Yes, you're right. I am crazy. And I could totally.
You're talking about a guy who said LSU was going to crush the Badgers.
Right. And guess what? Arizona probably could crush New England. I know this is what before the season starts, everybody's been talking about this game, that how many games is New England going to lose without Tom Brady?
Right.
Everybody says they're for sure losing one, and that's going to be the Arizona game. So to me, I'm going with New England then, just to
Yeah, because they could lose that game, but they shouldn't lose it by that many points.
Right, right.
You're not saying they're going to win the game.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
My next game, Houston Texans versus the Chicago Bears. I am going with Houston minus 6 points. I am not sold at all on anything about the Chicago Bears. It's at Houston.
Yep.
Chicago still has Jay Cutler. They have one running back. They have, I think, technically three receivers, but which one is any of them 100%?
But are you a huge Brock Osweiler fan?
I'm not a huge Brock Osweiler fan. I just think the weapons around him
are talented.
Let's say Osweiler and Cutler are equal.
Okay. I would disagree with that, but
well, let's just say.
Okay.
Maybe they're not. Maybe Jay Cutler is a little better.
Yep.
Even saying everything else being equal, don't you like the cast around Brock Osweiler a little better than what Cutler's playing with?
I do, but then like I said, no one knows anything about Kevin White, and he hasn't done much in the preseason to say, hey, look at Kevin White.
Right.
No, I off the top of my head, I would have picked Houston. I stayed away from that game.
Yeah, too many points for you?
Yeah.
All right. Which means you didn't take Seattle-Miami game either.
No.
Who's your last game?
I went with the L.A. Rams.
Oh, Lord.
Giving the 2.5 at San Francisco.
You know, that's actually probably not a bad pick.
I like Gurley.
LA Rams defense is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. Love Aaron Donald at the defensive.
And you don't really know what Blaine Gabbert's going to do.
No. I don't think much.
Who's LA's quarterback? Is it going to be Goff?
It's Case Keenum,
I believe. Is it Case?
Yeah.
That worries me. They still don't have any receivers.
No, they don't.
I'd rather have Chicago's receivers over theirs.
Oh, that's a pretty easy statement to make.
My final game, I'm going Green Bay Packers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Homer
at Jacksonville. I'm going to take the Packers minus the 4.5 points. I'm glad I got to watch some preseason. And granted, it's preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I got to see Jacksonville play preseason games. I am not as impressed with the quarterback as I thought I would be. I am not as impressed with TJ Yeldon as I was expecting him to be after last year. The receivers still scare me, but the quarterback does not.
You don't like either of the Allens?
No, I said the receivers still scare me.
Oh, scare you.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Okay.
I'm just worried about they don't have any guy that can get them the ball.
Okay.
But that's me.
That's just you.
Like I said, I got a 5-team parlay on all those.
I went with a 3-team parlay.
Yep.
I took the Jets, Colts, and Rams.
All right. And that's our picks for this week.
Yes, let's get to the girls.
Check them out on the website, mycfl.com. There is a wager page right there for you. And if you're actually listening to the podcast right now, you can actually go on the website right now and check out our next segment, which is Fantasy Girl.
This just popped in my head.
Yes.
Guys out there, or guys or ladies, whatever you want to say, send us your picks.
Yes.
Maybe, and go with a parlay. Maybe we'll bring up.
Maybe I can copy one of those.
Actually
wins the money.
There you go. But maybe we'll talk about your 10-team parlay that you hit.
Give us the reasons why, and if you live in an area where this stuff is legal, and you're playing with actual money, and you're making something.
Let us know.
We're more than happy to bring it up. Again, it's time for some club music. And we're back. Dan was getting the bell ready, and I had to remind him that there wasn't anything for him to ding about this week. This one is just a getting ready for the season. And we talked about how we had the best opening week of college football. So what I did was put together my top 10 list of college cheerleader squads. You know, like I said, with the start of college football season, be the only right thing to honor the best part of college football games other than the games itself.
And shockingly, who's number? Are we going to go?
We're going to go 10 to 1, so don't spoil it, even though people are probably looking at it online right now. I'm giving you the top 10 sexiest cheerleading teams in college football. And yes, it's subjective. I understand that. If you got a better list out there, feel free to send it to us. You know the email addresses. I think my list is pretty accurate.
Gee, shocking.
How did I decide this list? Simply?
Yeah, how?
Number one, sexiest uniforms.
That helps.
Okay. Sexiest routines when they're cheering. And this takes some time to do because you have to actually watch the football games. And
thank God for DVR, right?
DVR or rewind,
yeah, rewind
live TV.
Yep.
Because they don't usually show a lot when they're coming out of commercial breaks, and you got to kind of watch the sidelines during the game. It takes away from watching the game, but, you know, what are you going to do? And finally, best looking, in my opinion, you know, that I've seen.
Okay.
So, we're men. What do you expect?
Hey.
Starting number 10, the University of Utah Running Utes.
Really?
Yes. Now, I can't believe it either. However, when I was doing research for this very important project, I tried to keep them out. I tried very hard to keep them out, but I was unable to find anything to replace them with.
Wow.
Granted, they're from Utah, but the uniforms, very classy.
They're
classy yet sexy.
Yeah, classy.
And the pictures I found of them, and when I watched some of their games last season, a lot of this comes off of last season, too.
Okay, all right.
So
these girls might not be there.
They may have graduated.
Okay.
You know, in hairstyling 101 or something. Who knows? But that's it. Number 9, and I thought these guys would be higher, but they're not. The UCLA Bruins. Just something about California girls. I think now David Lee Roth told me that.
And that's a classy uniform.
Very classy.
Yes.
Not as classy as my number 2 team, but very classy. And
I just love the powder blue.
The powder blue and the gold and
yeah.
With blonde hair.
That helps.
You can't go wrong.
Because Dave loves the blonde.
No, I don't. Number 8, the University of South Florida Bulls. Don't think I'm just going big colleges here.
Obviously not.
I have this saying that you hear pretty much every Monday night during Monday Night Football.
Right.
And how's that? What does that saying go?
Hi.
Cheerleaders who wear boy shorts is a win every time.
A winner, winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Cheerleaders in boy shorts. Can't go wrong.
No.
No, that's number 8.
I wouldn't say those are classic uniforms.
No, these are more NFL-ish, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Number 7.
This one I like.
You do?
Yeah.
Texas Christian University, the Horned Frogs, hot girls in purple.
Purple looks good on girls.
You cannot go wrong. And then great uniforms. Have you ever seen a TCU game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's the Badgers when we lost.
Yes, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one. A little homage to one of the guys I used to work with at the studio. Texas Tech Red Raiders. He just moved to Lubbock. His wife got a job with Texas Tech.
Oh, nice.
Everything is better in Texas. Or is it bigger?
Well,
either way,
it works.
Whenever I see cheerleading squads from Texas, my day is complete. Cowboy boots and short skirts.
Yeah.
Winner. Okay, so that's Texas Tech.
Oh, and there's a little
and there's some boy shorts.
Can't go wrong with those.
All right.
God, do we sound like...
Number 5. Horrible. Cops are going to be knocking on our door.
I was going to say.
Number 5. And these guys made the team for something other than just being hot and everything, but the Arizona State Sun Devil cheerleaders.
Well, on reputation alone. Well,
do you hear the story about them?
No. I can't wait now.
So they're on my list mainly because the university actually threatened to shut down the cheerleading team after the cheerleading team was releasing a bunch of racy photos of the cheerleader squad.
Why don't you have those up?
Well, because they aren't really meant to be up there.
Oh, okay.
It's a family website. So, Arizona State Sun Devil cheerleaders, number 5, which brings us to 4.
So you're going to show those to me later, right?
Technically, number 4, actually 4 and 3, aren't really cheerleaders, but they count because they have sexy uniforms. The routines are amazing.
I can see this is going to get emails already.
The Alabama Crimsonettes. They're one of the 2 majorette teams that I have on this countdown. Again, you watch any Alabama football game, or basically any SEC football game.
Right.
The co-eds.
Roll Tide.
Prime beef. Roll Tide. Exactly. So we got the Alabama Crimsonettes. What they can do with a baton. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I like it.
Classic sexy uniforms. And here, my 2nd majorette team, the LSU Golden Girls. And have them, oops, that one doesn't show up. Have them, even though they lost to the Badgers this weekend.
I'd say, were they there last night?
I was looking. I didn't see them. They had to have been there because they had the marching band.
Right.
But yes, blonde SEC girls, they all look like, what was that movie where all the wives, the Stepford wives?
The Stepford, yep.
Do they not look like that?
Yep.
They all have the same
type of
hairdo. They all have the same look and amazing uniforms. The LSU Golden Girls. And 2-1, they could actually be a tie.
Okay.
Number two.
But we're going to go this way, but in this order.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Number two, probably my favorite uniform ever in college football.
Wow.
The USC Song Girls. You didn't think there would ever be a team from California, but there was almost only one team on my list from California.
And that was going to be UCLA?
It was going to be, no, USC Song Girls, but I added UCLA later on. But I have never seen a basic white old-time cheerleader sweater and skirt look so amazing. And then they're always right on the sidelines of the USC games. And their routines, they're doing something the whole game.
And
it's really cool. If we ever go to a USC game,
okay,
we're going to sit by the Song Girls.
Okay.
All right. Just so you know.
Is that going to be on our bucket list that we did?
That's might get added to my bucket list.
Okay.
But the USC Song Girls, look at that. A little crop sweater top.
Just to see a little belly
button. Am I right? Is that not the best? But I had to give number one to my team, the University of Oregon Ducks. Now, you may think I only have them up here because I'm a Ducks fan. But
yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Part of it. However.
Doesn't hurt that these girls look close.
Simply Google.
These girls kind of remind me of...
They look like they're hired from model agencies.
They look like the girls that from that, what movie was that? Not Any Given Sunday. The Replacements with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all kind of look,
So anyways, just...
Like they may be doing a different job some other days, too.
That's what I think about the simply Google Ducks Cheerleading Squad and watch some of the videos. Top quality squad. Easily number one.
The best that Nike can buy.
Exactly. And this is last year's uniforms. You should see this year's. They have, all right, the workout pants, the really tight.
We're talking about this on Fantasy Football, you know.
I understand it, but this is the Fantasy Girl of the Week. This is part of the sarcasm and enjoyment and fun part.
Okay.
They have the long workout pants, the tight spandex things with these, so they're black and they got these little gray stripes that kind of like wind around the leg. It's amazing. And then they change for the second half of the game.
I have one team on there that you don't have.
What is that?
Isn't Arizona, aren't they known?
Yeah, but it's kind of like have you seen Stanford's? They have these like house dressed almost uniforms.
Okay.
Same thing with University of California, the Bears.
Oh, I bet you that would be a good one, too.
Yeah, they're not.
Not?
No. No, they're mostly all Asian, but, you know.
Do they have, no one has, like, these.
What?
I don't want to say I even tried. Get me in trouble.
University of Hawaii, just because they'd all be, like, Polynesian.
Right.
Amazingness.
Nothing.
Scary.
No.
Scary uniforms. You know, again, subjective. Send us your list.
There we go.
More than happy to let you know or to like put your list out on the next podcast.
Don't be afraid to call Dave a pig.
It's not a pig. It's called fandom. You know, and fan is short for fanatic.
That's right. You got that, don't you, with those ducks?
My ducks. Quack, quack. So that's it for this podcast. Done.
That's all right. We're good.
All done. Next episode, we'll talk about the first week of the NFL and the fantasy fallout, what happened, who is big scores in fantasy football, who to look for next week. Did anybody come out and perform that you should be looking at and seeing if you can pick them up. The top sleepers and top guys that might be on your waiver wire. Another fantasy girl, we'll go back to those.
Yeah.
We'll do some more gambling. Dan wanted to have a reason to ring a bell.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't get to ring my bell today.
We didn't even do a rainbow bet.
Yeah, I got to slow down on those.
Check out the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com, everything we talked about today on that website. And you got questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate.
Please.
We want to know. Email us, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And then finally, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're going to set up that contest, that giveaway.
That's right.
So don't do it quite yet. I mean, unless you want to, and you can always, we'll start a giveaway. We're going to give away something, and we'll probably do that next week. We'll start that up for a 2-week little running of a giveaway where you're going to subscribe and just write a comment about the podcast. Good, bad, we don't care. Well, your name will go in to the hopper.
Well, and
or emails. Email right. us, we'll put you in the drawing also.
And I just thought of this because you know how I always think of things off mm-hmm. the top of my head. For those listeners out there, we talked about the
gambling?
The gambling website. We'll be free. We'll be happy to go throughout the whole season. Maybe put, if anybody wants to go head to head against us.
Oh.
Or.
A little side fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I could always take a little challenge.
This is your podcast also.
That's
right.
This
isn't just us listening to ourselves talk. We're trying to make fantasy football fun for everyone.
Right.
And like I said, we more listeners now, so the budget is upped.
Upped.
We're increasing our space and everything here. So
that's right.
All we need is some air conditioning and heat.
That would be really nice. Not too bad today, though.
So until next week, be good. Enjoy the first week of the NFL.
Bye-bye.
See ya.